We're now just about 30 minutes, about 28 minutes away from the ECB President Draghi's news conference, when we hope to get some more details about the bank's economic forecast and its future plans for tapering, a tapering that's already begun as the ECB cuts back on the bonds that it's buying. That's that white line there that's going down. And it has, as we said, dropped any suggestion it might go back the other way. But so far, you can see from that orange line that the private sector has more than stepped up to fill the difference in terms of lending. Karen Carniel-Tambor is Bridgewater Head of Investment Research, and she's the one who's done the research reflected in that chart. She gets all the credit, and we welcome her now, Bloomberg. Welcome. It's good to have you here, Karen.
Great to be here.
So you just heard, as we did, what the ECB did, and they dropped this language about them. They're not going to go back and increase QE if needed. Does that affect your analysis at all? Does it make you more nervous about the private sector's willingness to step in?
Well, look, the way that the ECB has been so successful in recent years is really by being able to print money to offset what was a massive private sector deleveraging and contraction. And the ECB has been pretty wise so far in looking carefully to see at what point is the private sector willing to step back in and offset all that money printing with its own activity. And what's happening now is that banks are feeling much healthier than they were before. The private sector is really healed. And the ECB is wisely saying maybe we can slowly start taking the foot off the gas. Now, at this point, the amount of slowing that they've done to quantitative easing has really been more than offset with very strong private sector momentum, growth that is across sectors, across countries, across industries. So it seems pretty wise to keep looking and seeing how's the private sector responding. And I think the ECB will keep doing what it has been doing, which is providing the stimulation as necessary and taking the foot off the gas if the private sector is willing to come in.